Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is terrific Tuesday, September 29th, 2015. You have tuned into Couch Conversations, and this show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody, always available to you via our website. Check us out on social media. We're on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Instagram, Vine. We are across the world wide web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, Rev J, and I am excited that you guys have tuned in because it's another great fall season, and I really want to make sure that you're hearing and getting, you know, the best fruits for this season. So, as you know, we have been talking about willpower for about 2 weeks now. We kicked off our fall season on this subject, and we're going to stay here for about two more episodes, and we've decided to redefine it and define it. We've had some great guests come and talk to us about willpower in their life, how they've had to use it to overcome, to get through, to maintain just the simplest things and even some of the hardest moments in their life. Today, it's going to be a little different. So today we're actually going to talk about the enemies of willpower. Got on my social media this morning. One of the first things I see is some suffering of one of my friends. And it's painful, kind of, because we're distances apart. It's not that I could change if I was there, but because we're distances apart, it's not like I can, you know, I can just put my arms around her and let her know, hey, you are loved. I'm proud of you. You're doing such a great job. This too shall pass. It's one thing to hear the words or have someone send you a message. It's another thing to feel the embrace of someone as they're speaking those words over you. And I'm thinking, like, oh, my gosh, she cannot be the only person going through right now. And, like, I just wonder, like, is there a way that we could, like, just send hugs and human contact to other people so that they know, hey, you are not alone. You're going through, but you're going to get through. No matter what it is, do not lose hope. And so what we're talking about today is the enemies of willpower. This chick right here, she has amazing willpower. Like, odds have been stacked against her so many times, and she's come out victorious so many times. I'm talking names in the newspaper. I'm talking about family members turning backs. I'm talking about, she's just been through a lot. And so I was like, wow, we got to switch things up on the show because it's a reason in every situation. It's an opportunity in everything, the obstacle that comes up against us. There's purpose in that. And we talk about using willpower, and the more you use it, it's like a muscle, and it gets stronger, and it gets strengthened. But what we also have to talk about is your resistance, because the enemies of willpower, especially when you have so much of it, do not stop coming. The enemies of willpower, like the depression, the negative thoughts, the hesitation, the procrastination, the self-doubt, the old voices in your head. And there are times when all of those things come at you all at one time, and you want to sink back. You want to fall back, and you just want a safe place to land because you're tired of fighting, and you're tired of going through, and you don't know why there's a storm, and here's another storm, and then there's another storm, and when will you ever get a break, and can I just breathe? Can I just get this stuff up off my back? I see my goal ahead of me, but I also see so much opposition in front of me. I don't know how I'm going to make it from where I am at this moment right here to that goal right over there, because there's so much in between. And you look back over your life, you're like, yeah, it sounds good that I overcame all that. It sounds good that I've went through similar situations before and I've come out, you know, pretty much okay. Yeah, I have these scars from the last time I was in a battle. And yeah, I still got my umbrella from the last storm that life threw at me. But this time, I think this is all that I can take. I really think that I'm not going to make it through this one. And maybe that goal was just too lofty of an idea. I mean, I've accomplished some pretty good things. Maybe that's not really my goal. Maybe that's someone else's goal. And maybe I'm on the wrong track. And all these thoughts start going through your head. And for some of us, that may last a moment. And for some of us, that may last a season. And for some of the second last years, that self-doubt that comes into play. But those of you who are in the church community, you'll say stuff like, what God has for me, oh, it's for me. And so those obstacles, they're just distractions. Because there comes times when you have to look back in your inventory of life. And you have to say, yes, I did make it through the last trial, but I don't have the fuel to make it. Okay, I don't have the energy to make it. I don't have the strength to make it. I don't have the willpower to make it. And what do we always say about willpower? It's something on the inside of you. So even when it looks like you can't make it and you can't go on any further, there's something that athletes call a second wind. You don't know where the burst of energy comes from. You don't know how it got to you. All you know is that as you keep putting foot in front of foot, step in front of step, day by day, you are making it, and you are still going closer. The only way your willpower will totally fail you is if you fail to get back up. The only way you can really, really lose in this gift called life is if you don't get up and do anything, if you stand still for too long. If you stop moving, you will become stale, and then willpower is not working. But if you just dare have the audacity to say, you know what, that is for me, that is mine. Whatever, if I got to stay up late in the midnight hour to work on my dream and my gift after I work my 9-to-5, after I've gone to school, after the kids are in bed, if I have to get up way early in the morning to nurture and to nourish my dream, to hit these weights, to write this book, to raise these kids, to do what I have to do to put myself in a better position so that I'm closer to my goal, then that's what I have to do. For the longest time, I've been a night owl. Around about 1 to 3, I get some of my best inspiration, some of my best work accomplished, some of my best stuff written. It seems like lately, past year or so, I can't make it. It's very difficult for me to stay up past 10, 11 o'clock. And people say, oh, you're just getting older. Oh, you're changing. Oh, is this? No, it's an enemy, because I know when my peak hour is, or my peak hours are, I know I can get the most accomplished during that time because the house is quiet. There's nothing really on TV to distract me. Most people aren't on social media. I'm not distracted by that. It's just me and that thing I'm focused on, whether it be studying or whatever. And I can get so much out of it. And then that little bit of sleep I get between 3 and when the kids have to get up for school, that seems like some of the best sleep ever compared to when I go to bed early and then I'll still wake up tired. And I'm like, what is really going on? There's an enemy there that tells you, oh, you're sleepy. Oh, you're tired. Oh, you can't do it. And so many other things that the enemy says. And so there are times where I have to, even me, again, talk to myself. What you going to do now? Set a timer. Set a reminder. Get up. Get up. Get up out of that bed. You need to get up. Do you want this goal or not? Do you want to go get it, or do you want to be in the same situation next year? Do you want to be in the same situation 5 years from now? No, then you need to get up. And every conversation we have doesn't need to be that nice, wonderful conversation. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Keep your head up. We do need to have those conversations. But there's a time when we have to be the Coach Carter in our life and really tell ourselves like it is. You're not doing what you need to do. Because you are off the mark, you are missing the mark. Because you're not even in line, and you shouldn't on the bleachers in your own life, life is now passing you by. There's something more that you were supposed to get out of this gift called life, but you're not going to get it because you're sitting here, because you're stuck here, because you're having a pity party. This is not the season for pity parties. This is the season to get up. And so if that word helps you, get up. Get back in the game. Get off of the bench. Stop being distracted by these things that are out here and lean on what you know. And what do you know? Whatever's in your path. You know how to overcome. You may know how to hustle. You may know how to drive. You may know how to just reinvent yourself. Whatever you know, start tapping into that, because that knowledge is part of your repertoire for a reason. You went through all of this other stuff and you won't quit now when you can see the finish line? You went through hell, high water, You went through all that negativity. You went through everything they ever said about you, every negative thought they ever thought about you, every time they drug your name through, you went through all that. You got sludge and mud and dirt and scars all over you, and you're going to quit here? And the finish line is right there? You have the audacity to even think about quitting? This is not the time for that. This is the time to dig in your heels, take a deep breath, and figure out what we're going to do now. What's next on the agenda? What's going to get me one step closer? Right, I may not get the whole goal today, but what's going to get me one step closer? Matter of fact, who do I need to connect with? Who do I need to apologize to? Who do I need to forgive? Because what that does, all that other stuff is just excess baggage. When you walk around with that unforgiveness and that hate and that malice, it may feel good for a moment, but you don't know what they did to me. Understand, we've all been through something. But if you continue to hold on to it, that's that baggage that's slowing you down. That's that stuff that's clouding your vision, making you think the mission in front of you is impossible. You're not 007. It's not impossible for you. You are tuned in, and you are closer than you ever have been in your life, and you want to give up now? That's not an option. Take that option off the table. You know how you call in for businesses, and they're like, push one for this and push three for that. Life is telling you to push six to quit. Do not push six. That's not an option for you. Push one, speak whatever language you speak, and keep it moving. Push two, motivate yourself and keep it going. Push three, surround yourself with positive people and do what you got to do. Push four, speak life over yourself. Push five, pull out the willpower that you know is within you. Push seven, draw that extra willpower up out of you. Push eight, pat yourself on the back for the small victories that you made. Push nine and go further than you ever seen yourself go before because you caught a second win. But whatever you do, don't push quit. And don't you dare allow someone else to tell you when to quit. You don't measure up. You don't look like the type. You're underqualified. You're overqualified. Those right there are just opinions. And everyone has them. Thank you for your opinion. But your opinion has never defined me. And your opinion will never make me. Be strong enough to own who you are. Be strong enough to look back over your life and realize, you know what? This is not new. Maybe a different city, but this isn't new. Maybe a different person, this isn't new. Maybe a different doctor's report, but this isn't new. At the bones of the situation, at the bones of the situation, you are destined to succeed. And the enemy forces don't want you to know that, don't want you to get that, don't want you to move forward. They want you to die with your dream inside of you. They want to continue to make the cemetery the richest places on earth. They want you to continue to feel despair. They want you to continue to feel isolated. They want you to continue to feel some sort of way about this. I'm in my feelings. Get out of your feelings, because feelings lie. Most of us are not still in love with our high school sweethearts. We've grown past that. At that moment, you thought it was love. Oh, my gosh, he is my everything. Oh, my gosh. And now 30, 40 years later, you're like, oh, boy, whew. I'm glad I got delivered out of that. I'm glad that relationship ended. I'm glad it's something different. Why? Because at the time, those were your feelings. Years later, you can reflect, and now you have new feelings. At the time, this seems like it is impossible. This seems insurmountable. This seems like it's going to take you out. It's not. Mm-mm. It's not. It just isn't, because you've got life inside of you. You woke up. There's breath in your body. There's a dream and a goal you still have to reach. There's desires you still have to obtain. So because it's not going to take you out today, because you already woke up, then guess what? Step by step, one foot in front of the other, day by day. Some of us hour by hour, girls, I could just make it to lunch break. Make it to lunch break and then make your lunch break worth something. Whew, if I could just make it to 5 o'clock. Make it to 5 o'clock and then hit your second gear. Do what you got to do for you. Because it's wonderful to make a living, but it's also wonderful to make your life work, to work that gift that you have inside of you, to be who you were called to be from the foundations of the earth, to tap into the God that's inside of you and let your light shine before men. There's nothing better than that when you're in your lane, in your zone. And there are enemies to that. And you have to just accept the fact that despair that you have, that hopelessness that you have, that's not yours. Give that back to somebody. Matter of fact, put a rejection sticker on it. Return to sender. That's not for this address right here. Oh, no, you got negativity? Mm-mm. Go and take that down 3-4 houses. That's not for this address. Because right here, what we're doing is we're goal-centered. We're goal-oriented. That's not helping me get to my goal. It's got to go. It's not for me. We keep picking up packages, thinking it's for us. Oh, is that my name? Is that for me? Oh, and then we open it up, and we're like, oh. And you feel some sort of way. No. We don't have time to get caught in our feelings and emotions and crying and slobbing and pity parties. That is the enemy of willpower. That comes to suck the life out of what you already have going on. So, yeah, we're going through together. All of us in this gift called life are facing something, some sort of battle, some sort of something that's in front of us. And it looks horrendous for some of us. Looks like I don't even know. I don't know what the doctor's going to say. I don't know what I'm going to do about this next bill. I don't know how I'm going to pay this. I don't know. And sometimes that place that I don't know is one of the best places to be, because when you're all tapped out and you really have no one else to go to, like no other human person can really help you, you have no choice but to call on the divine nature and get the assistance that you need. And sometimes it's not even changing the situation. It's just changing how you see the situation, because you keep looking head-on at your problem, and your problem keeps looking bigger than you. You look head-on at it. You don't know how you and you can't figure it out, so now you're frustrated. But sometimes your situation, if you just tilt your head to the side or you look at it from a whole other perspective, climb up a little higher on some of the stuff you've already been through, give you another fresher perspective, you can see how to get around it. You can see maybe how to go underneath it. You can see how you can build a bridge to go over top of it. Or you can see how to just totally annihilate that thing, blow it up and explode it. Because some of the traps that the enemy sets for you is something that can really be reset for them. Especially when you have negative people who want to put your name out there, you take it and you just let it be what it is, because the world is round. That this very thing that people dish out comes back to them. Let a little time pass by, and that very trap that they set for you, how they wanted to get you fired, how they wanted to talk about you, that very trap that they set for you will ensnare them. And who will they call on for help? Please tell me who. Y'all know it. They're going to call on you because you're the dependable one. Because you're the prayer warrior. You're the one who always defends everybody. Can you please help? You really didn't want my help then, but now you want my help. And being the person you are, you know what you're going to do. You're going to help in some way, shape, or form. But now your path is a little clearer. And so when you're looking head on at it, you're like, oh, all I got to do is take 2 steps forward, side step here, climb over that, and bow, I'm even closer to my goal. Wow, look at that. You know how when you first start a class in college and the professor gives you this big, long syllabus, and you look at this, you're like, OMG. And if it's not like one of your favorite subjects, you're like, I'm never going to get through this. Why do I have to do so much reading and lab work and all these extra, doesn't this professor know I have all these other classes? Doesn't he get a clue that there are other things going on in my life? Then you get halfway through the semester, and you get halfway through something else, and you're like, wow, I'm doing it, and I'm not failing? Oh, this is a win. I got this. What else is next? That's all I got this. Some of us have to reach that halfway point to just know that we can make it. And the only way you get to the halfway point is if you keep going. Because after the halfway point, you know, you're midway, all you got is half in front of you. So because you've already done half, you're halfway there. The same amount of way you've come is the same amount of way that you have in front of you, so you know that you can do it. See, it's one thing if you're like a quarter of the semester in, you say, oh, I don't know if I can do it, but you keep showing up for class, you talk to the professor, you get down in your study groups, cool. But once you reach that halfway point, yes, this is not as hard as I thought it was. When I graduated from college, that was one of the best days of my life. Because you hear the stories about college, and I've been on college tours, I've been on college campuses, I've been around college graduates, and I've heard the stories, and it was what they said it was, and it was some more. But once I graduate, I'm walking across the stage, like, oh my gosh, all those sleepless nights, all those tears, all those things that I didn't know have all paid off, because right now I have a diploma in hand. Granted, I've got a lot of student loans, but I also got the diploma in hand, which says you did it. All those credit hours, all those art studios, inhaling all those fumes, meeting all those people, putting on your own art show, you did it. The little girl who thought she could, like the engine, I think I can. I had plenty of those ones. I still do. She did it. The one who didn't have life handed to her and life sure wasn't a crystal staircase, she did it. Her diploma's in her hand. She has accomplished yet another goal, and she did better than she thought she could because she continued to put one foot in front of the other. Good, thank you. And she continued to go forward in this gift called life. These things that are in front of you, they only look like it's insurmountable. It only looks like it's impossible. It's just an illusion. It's like when you put, okay, so I have vision issues. I've worn glasses since I was 5 years old. So first thing in the morning, to find my glasses is always a wonderful routine. But until I find them, I can't see clearly. And so shadows seem like people and something that's really small on the floor. In my imagination, I can make it to be anything I want. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm pretty sure there's other things in my house until I can get to my glasses. And I'm like, oh, that's what that is. Oh, that's what this is. Yeah, it's funny now because I'm not seeing it and it's light outside. But I'm just saying, that's exactly how we are with the negativity and the things that are in front of us. We can't see clearly. It looks like, oh, my, I'm never going to make it out of this. But when you realize what it is and you take it for what it is, oh, those are just shadows, and you put on some real glasses that help you put things into some real perspective, that 20/20 vision really helps out a lot. Oh, I can see clearly now. Oh, oh wow. I thought that was a, oh, okay. And for me, you know, I have a thing with spiders, and so if there's something on the floor, I was like, oh, my gosh, is that a spider? I can't see. I'm leaning over. I'm feeling around, but I'm still finding my way and pressing my way to what I need so that I can see things clearly so that I can go forward. So in life, same thing. There will be seasons and times where you're not going to be able to see things clear. Things aren't going to feel right to you. You're like, is that a spider? Is that my enemy? Is that the what is that? There's a part in the Bible. I don't even remember which prophet it is, but he's not seeing things clearly. And so his buddy's like, God, show him, you know, what it really is. Because he's freaking out. He's like, oh, my gosh, the enemy's army's here. They're about to take us over. We're going to die in this place. Oh, gosh, I don't know what's going on. So his enemy talks to God. So his friend talks to God. He's like, show him what's really going on. And so God takes the blinders off the guy and gives him that 20/20 vision. And what he sees is the army of the Lord has surrounded him and surrounded the enemies. And so when it looked like it was negative, when it looked like he was about to die, and then he got the revelation that there were more that were on his side than was against him. But it was an invisible army that he could not see at that time. But when his vision was corrected, and he was reminded of whose team he really was on, he realized that it was greater on his side and that the battle was already won. He didn't even have to fight in the situation because the Lord's army had surrounded and encamped about and was protecting him and his friend so that they could go forth and do what needed to be done during that time. Same thing, different time. There are enemy forces that are in front of you. And you're kind of like me in the morning, so you just can't see correctly, you know, who's what and what's that shadow over there. But when you just start to breathe and let go and release and remember who's really on your team and what you really have on your side and what powers you have from within and without and what's really surrounding you and guiding you, you know that you're set up for victory. And these obstacles that we're turning into opportunities, that we're trying to see what they really are, what is this? It's building new muscles. And remember, in order for new muscles to build, the old muscle has to tear. It has to rip apart. It can't come back stronger if there's never a break in it. And so when you're feeling the pain and the pressures of life, and you actually feel the muscle tear, be thankful. Like, be grateful for, you're like, gosh, it tore again. Why? Because next week when you look in the mirror and you're flexing out your willpower and you're flexing out, you can see, oh, my gosh, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. oh, that little hurdle in front of me, man. And you pull your Jackie Joyner Kersee and you jump over that thing. And you pull out your Florence Griffin Joyner and you just jump over it. And you just keep going and you keep going and you keep going. And you look back and you're like, I don't even know how I made it. You're right, because there was more for you than it was against you. And you didn't even realize it. But when you're doing right and when you're in your lane and you're doing right by the people who are with you, nothing but goodness can help propel you along. Nothing but mercy can push you towards your destiny. Nothing but willpower can uprise up out of you and energize those muscles that need to go forth. Nothing. So whatever the enemy has you thinking is in front of you, get a new vision, because it's not impossible. It's not. The reality is you're going to win. And just keep getting up and moving forward. But the minute you start standing still and start listening to the negativity, guess what's going to happen? You lost. You lost your own game of life. The minute you start living in the past and staying in the past of negativity, woe is me, this happened, I don't know how to do it. The minute you start drinking and drugging and self-medicating and listening to all that negative stuff, even in your own head, you've already lost. So funny, this week I had a wonderful conversation with someone. And sometimes I come off as someone who does not have a lot of empathy and sympathy for people, which, if you get to know me, is so not true. I try very hard to not to maintain my humility, because at any point in time, you know, my situation could change. So I try to give people what I would want if I was in their situation. But this person just kept talking. They were just so negative. I had a Joe Clark moment. I'm sorry. Yeah, confession is good for the soul, so I'm confessing. I had a Joe Clark moment. Remember in the movie Lean on Me, Joe Clark came into the school. He got rid of all the kids who had bad records, who reportedly were on drugs or selling drugs in his school, because he had to get all the negativity out. It's like weeding out your garden. He had to get all the negativity out so that he can create an atmosphere for education to happen, so he can create an atmosphere for the kids who are remaining to grow and to get some quality and to get some hopes and dreams. So anyways, so in this scene in the movie, he's got one of the students on the roof. The student had asked to come back to the school. He said Joe Clark made a mistake. And so Joe Clark says, look, according to your record, you smoke crack, don't you, boy? You smoke crack, you're killing yourself. Go on and jump. So they're on top of the roof of the school. He's like, go on and jump. You smoke crack, you're killing yourself slowly. So I had one of those moments where I was just like, look, things aren't going the way you want. Everything's negative. Just go on and quit on life. Just quit. Stop talking about it. Stop being negative. Stop having a fit about it. Just quit. And before I could catch myself, I was like, oh, well, sorry. That may have sounded insensitive, but, and the person, like, had this light bulb moment, like, I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to quit. And I was like, well, since you're not going to quit, let's move forward. Let's get it in gear. Let's make a plan. Let's do this. And it was like they were getting hyped because they knew inside of them they couldn't quit. It's like that Puffy, I thought I told you that we won't stop moment. You can't stop. You won't stop. You're not going to stop. You're not going to quit. You're not going to give up, like, your life. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep on moving. You're going to look at things from a different perspective. You're going to realize the enemy of willpower for what it is. It's an enemy. Like all enemies, it must be slayed. It must be killed. You can't play with the enemy. You can't play with depression. You can't play with negativity. You just have to destroy it from the root and just keep moving forward, or else you're going to be overcome by the weeds in your life. So since today is not the day to quit, since we're six on the option button and quit. Go forth, recognize the enemy for what it is, and know that this situation too will pass, and you will come out victorious because you have willpower. You have greater things in you and around you to accomplish. This right here is temporary. It's not permanent. It's just a setback or a set up for your comeback. You can fall down, but get back up and do more, do greater, do better. Go big. Don't go home until you've done something for yourself today. All right. You guys have a great one. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys Thursday live, 7 a.m. As always, may the God of peace walk with you and keep you. through it all. I'm a good one. Talk to you Thursday. Bye-bye.